When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Good morning, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan, checking in on day two of 2026. Actually, it's day six of 2026. It's day two for us. Great to be here with you this morning. I'd say that yesterday was one of the better shows I can remember in a long time, but we did get through the show and text each other and go, all right, what do we do tomorrow?
Yeah, best show of the year by far.
Best show of the year? Bar none, Paulie. Bar none about it. Uh-oh, there's an echo. It's probably my fault.
There we go.
There we go. All right, all fixed now. That's on me. I'll wear it day two. No problem. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. To my left, the chairman. Friendly neighborhood sports anchor, Benjamin Higgins. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Did I do a good job with my hair on television last night of trying not to look
like Chairman
too
Mao?
Much like Chairman Mao.
Did you make a conscious effort?
I did. Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Every show, I kind of went to the sink and like put a little water just in the, smashed it down a little bit before I went on camera on every newscast.
Nothing like being completely spun out.
A little self-aware, a little self-conscious.
Yeah. You did a great job last night. And by a great job, I actually didn't enjoy it very much. Because there were no sexy stories for me to bite down on. I did like your story about the very expensive tuna that they sold.
Big expensive tuna, like what was it? Like
$3 million
tuna. One fish for over $3 million. Now, it was like 500 and something pounds, so you're going to get a lot of ahi out of that thing.
You're going to get a lot of ahi. Are you going to get more than $3.2 million worth?
I just don't know.
It's I can make 3.4 on this. Is it worth it?
You know, I get that seared tuna app occasionally.
Oh,
you go to a nice restaurant. It's what, like $20, and you go, that's pretty good. You know, like five strips of seared tuna.
It's elite.
And
the little
like
dipping
with a wasabi cream sauce. It's delicious. Can you sell enough of those to make up for a $3 million fish?
They're like, what is your tuna nut? You're like, 3.2. I just got to cover my tuna nut right now. And it's $3.2 million. So get to slicing. Also, if I'm spending $3.2 million on something, I don't want to buy something that could spoil in like
exactly
3 days. Get it out quick. Sell. Like, what in the world? So that was really the only...
It's not one of those investments that you buy and then you
sit on
for a few
you have
years.
It.
Like, exactly.
Forget you have it.
No, I invested in this tuna a few
Hang
years
on,
ago.
I got to go to my storage facility. Hang on. You're going to love this thing. They're like, it is a rotten fish. Yeah, but it costs $3 million. So I
stick it in a safety deposit box somewhere.
Paulie, I'm watching it last night, and I'm just waiting for his face, like, the Epstein files again. I was like, please, please.
Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, yeah. Adolf Hitler. I was so I was disappointed, but I thought you did a great job, which, thank again, you doing a great job there.
Adolf Hitler.
You doing a great job there doesn't give me anything. I need you to not do a great job if I need if we need something for the radio program. So, but I thought you did a great job.
Thank
I
bet your you. It was a smooth evening yesterday. Coming back after a couple weeks off, it was nice to get back into the groove quickly.
Yeah, for sure, man, for sure. And I had extolled the virtues yesterday on this program of my 7-year-old son, Bo, and his vomit control. Remember when I told you guys we were coming back from Arrowhead, and he was on his iPad in the back of the Ben bus, and he goes, Dad, I have to throw up, and he held it, and we opened the door on the side of the road. We pulled over, and then he felt fine.
But great job. You talked
great
about
job,
how
talked about it.
As you get older, you get more vomit control. You can at least hold it for long enough to get out of the car or somewhere to not create a disaster.
Yeah, well, yesterday he was off again. He had that one extra day, as we talked about. He starts back to school this morning. Have a great day, buddy, if you're listening or watching. And he was with his Gaga, his grandmother, Grandma Susie, and he was in her new Sprinter van that she got. And he vomited in it from watching the iPad in the back of it. So ours was spared. Hers was not.
All right. To be fair, if Bo is listening, if I sat in the back of a Sprinter van, there's a good chance I might blow chunks as well. I can't do it without the windows in the back of the van sitting kind of sideways. I would get very car sick.
Well, especially like watching an iPad, too.
Oh, there's no way.
I never have gotten car sick in my life. I could read.
Really?
Well, never. I could. I couldn't now, do
it. I can't. I can barely sit in the back seat of a car and not read.
Used to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Used to.
I'm okay. I'm okay when I drive. I'm mostly okay in the front seat if I don't read anything. Back seat, not good.
I used to not. And then Hannah drove to Arrowhead. And
what
I
is
was,
it about the back seat?
It is something about the back seat. But I was in the front seat going to Arrowhead, and I was like, I don't.
A lot of curves on that road.
Yeah, I was like, I don't feel fantastic. And I'm looking out the window, get the window down, breathing in the mountain air. But car sickness is like something that's come to me later in life. When I was a kid, put me in the back seat, give me a book, give me the Hardy Boys or something, I'm ripping through it.
I couldn't work with like a coloring book or reading or anything. I would get so sick.
Just sit there.
Yeah.
Right? Like, well, we didn't have iPads or Game Boys or anything like that. So if you couldn't read in the back seat,
you
sat. You just sat, and you're like, cool.
Counted the lines in the middle of the lanes.
I spy with my good eye something green, right?
Alphabet
like just
game.
The word. Alphabet game.
Oh, there's a B.
The word.
It's license plate game.
Word had to start with that letter. That's the only way it counted.
Nothing worse than when your kids want to play card games. There's just nothing worse. I do love being a parent.
Slug bug.
I do love being a parent. I do. I appreciate the highs and the lows, but the card game, license plate game and stuff, you're good. Just get on your iPad. Try your Game Boy. Here, I've got a Game Boy. You can use it. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, I hated
the
I Spy game because you could tell instantly, like, your sibling would pick something. You'd instantly go, oh,
it's sign.
It's that windmill out there.
No,
that's not it.
Stupid.
You just changed. You changed at the last second.
Yeah, as Dominic says, now Ben just calls out restaurants that he sees, which is one of... my wife does it a little bit, too. She does it a little bit, not on the scale that you do, but she'll be like, oh, you
combine
know.
Them both, the alphabet game and the restaurant.
And the restaurant
Applebee's,
game.
Burger King, Culver's.
Chili's, yeah. Yeah, 100%. But it was, I felt bad for him, but it's like the curse of the radio. You know, you mentioned what a great job he did, not vomiting, and then the day that you mention it, he vomits in the van. And I felt so, I mean, this Sprinter van's like 2 weeks old. So I texted her, I'm so sorry about your van because, you know, it's vomit. It's going to smell like you're going to have to get it professionally cleaned and whatnot. But as we wrapped up the show yesterday, I felt bad because I was kind of ripping on you guys. Not ripping on you, but I couldn't get my head around the fact that, you know, neither of you guys have did any, you don't really believe in the resolutions and And I was driving home. I was like, maybe I was a little bit harsh. And we started texting about it. Because I don't want to turn into Greg Kinnear from Little Miss Sunshine, right? With his 5-point plan or whatever. Like, I don't want to be that guy. And I find myself with my kids, sometimes I'm like...
You feel it coming on?
I'm like, you're being Greg Kinnear right now, talking about writing your goals down and the 5-point plan and all this stuff. And I can get that way at times. So I didn't want to Kinnear you guys yesterday. I feel like I did. But we started texting about, you know, resolutions and intentions. I think mine is more intention. Like, I have a couple of intentions this year of, like, I want to be better prepared. I want to be more well-read, things like that. So intentions, I think, are different than resolutions. You know, I'm going to drop 30 pounds. Good luck. I really do wish you well in your journey. But
can I amend,
I can see your point.
Can I amend my statement from yesterday? It's not, and I think Paulie kind of agrees with me, it's not resolutions that I don't believe in. It's the calendar I don't believe in.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There is...
9 steps.
The construct of January 1st to December 31st. I mean, we're just spinning around the sun.
Yeah.
And every day is a new year.
But,
you're just constantly circling. We decided sometime in the past...
Arbitrarily,
January 1st is this new year. But... every day is a new year. It's a new, you know, you're in a new trip 1 year from the place you were the last year around the sun. That's the only actual construct we have. Otherwise, it's kind of random. So you're just picking with everybody else to decide, oh, January 1st, I guess that's the day I have to decide to improve my life.
Like, has anybody ever said in November, you're like, man, I should probably start working out more. I'm going to wait until those New Year's resolutions. Like,
I did see people saying, because the you know, the first Monday of the year was on the 5th. Right? So people were like, there's no way I'm starting anything on the 1st because there's a weekend coming up. I'm starting on Monday the 5th. So not to that scale. But yeah, I do, you know.
A lot of people do dry January.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is a resolution. It's more like.
That's an intention.
We did so many parties and stuff in December. It's good time to take a break. But if you had like a huge summer in like August, you went out, maybe you should do dry September.
Correct.
I mean, that's. That's just a choice of life because it seems to work out well that way.
Yeah, the nine step plan was Greg Kinnear's bit in Little Miss Sunshine, such a brilliant movie. But yeah, he has this 9-step program, and he's selling his book. He's a motivational speaker, but meanwhile his life is horrible. Like he's talking about winners and losers, but he's a giant loser. That's kind of part of the point of that movie. So I didn't want to. Greg, I didn't want to Kinnear you guys, Little Miss Sunshine, but we were kind of talking about some things that Paulie came back with one, and he goes...
Well, it's weird, because I thought about it after the show, too, and I was like...
Was I a D yesterday?
It was just, we were kind of so split on it that I was like, are me and Ben crazy, or is he crazy?
I'd probably a little of both.
And I go, you know what? Fine. I got a resolution for you. And it was a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but it's also very serious, and I said... I have a New Year's resolution if I must.
If you must.
And I said, I would like to, as I enter year 36 later this year, I would like to finally, for the first time ever in my life, be able to use eye drops. I have never been able to successfully put eye drops into my eyes.
And you, I don't want to speak out of school here, but Paulie has been known to partake in... loose cannabis from time to time. Loose cannabis, tight cannabis.
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
Edible.
Things that give you potentially bloodshot eyes.
Yes, minus the potential.
That could be treated with a simple saline solution.
Yes. Every, for lack of a better word, stoner on the planet walks around with Visine in his pocket. Everyone I've ever known, my entire life. And they're constantly going... I got a big meeting I got to go into.
I guess if I were to ever partake in that, I wouldn't ever do it like knowing, oh, I got to go out and do something like after this too. Not really, no.
Never.
Not really.
Well, I'm actually on Team Paul here. I think eye drops are physically impossible to do yourself.
I cannot do it.
So you guys
unless you have someone holding you down and holding your eye open and dropping the eye... into your eye for you.
I can't do it either.
You've made it 50 years. Now, you don't wake up in the morning. So my part of my routine is I get up in the morning. I go in.
You have dry eyes?
I do. I go in the morning. I weigh myself first, and then I go straight to my drawer, and I go one, two, boom, and then I go do my stretches. That's like
I can't do it.
That's number two in the 9-step plan every day is the eye drops in the eyes.
I cannot do it. My wife Megan has like held me down. I'm like sitting in a chair, and she'll just like pry my eyes open, and she goes, "Wow, you really cannot do this."
So you never wore contacts.
I've never worn contacts.
You never wore contacts?
No.
I have a light prescription that is, as I get older, it's getting worse.
Yeah, like, it's just going to get worse.
I am due for an eye visit, and I know what's coming.
You guys can't do this, then. Like, this will drive
me
crazy.
Don't do that.
No,
flip your eyelids.
Flipping the eyelids, that's disgusting.
I can take my finger and rub it on my eye. I have no...
You can touch your actual eyeball.
Oh, God.
Ugh.
No problem. I can
freaks me out, dude.
Bro, I used to wake up in the morning in college with those crusted contacts. It would be dangling from my eyelash. I'd take it, I'd put it in my mouth, and then I would go in to moisten it, and then I would put it back in my eye to get.
I don't think that's. I don't
get on a train and go home.
That's not hygienic at all.
I dip it. I mean, dip it in anything. You just got to get it. Got to get it wet. And so, anything that I had handy, just to get back to my place. Put in, you know, give it a fresh cleaning or whatever. But yeah.
I was concerned probably 2-ish years ago. I had to go get a new license. I had to get a new picture taken at the DMV. Those last like two lines of the vision test.
You're like rolling the dice.
Because I do have, like I said, I have glasses. I've worn them in the past. I don't typically wear them a ton. It's kind of if I do choose to wear them, if I'm like, if I wake up and I need the glasses, I'm committing to the day. I cannot take them off after that.
Yeah, yeah.
My eyes adjust.
I think F is always a good
P.
Solid guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
P.
With a T or an F.
He's like, ah!
The guy literally was like, "What was that last one again?" I'm like, "Yeah, what did I say? F, obviously, is what I meant." So I'm like,
P.
Okay.
It's a P, clearly.
So knowing I'm due for an optometrist appointment later this year, I don't even know when I need my next driver's license photo, but I know I'm going to be having to wear glasses or contacts in it. And I go, I need to start learning how to, at least, I got to start with eye drops first.
Yeah, to like... Because you're gonna probably have to get contacts. I got LASIK 15 years ago. It was my very first radio endorsement with Dr. Sandy T. Feldman, Clearview Eye and Laser Medical Center. And you want to talk about a rebirth? I woke up It's not the best. It's not your favorite day. It's not as bad as the colonoscopy pregame. That's the worst day of your life, the colonoscopy day before. But the eye surgery was a little dicey, but I remember I took she prescribed me like a Xanax, and I put ski goggles on to like make sure nothing got in my eyes. And I slept in the ski goggles. I woke up and I woke up and I opened my eyes and I went, oh my God. And I went and played a baseball game that day, 2 days later. And I remember playing in the outfield and was like, this must be what it's like. This is it was 2015 vision. I was like,
wow.
This is unbelievable. Now, 15 years has gone by. My eyes aren't great anymore. I have to wear readers now. You know, you always see them here. You see me taking them on and off all the time.
There's seven pairs at Adam's desk.
Seven pairs at Adam's desk.
If you want. Yeah.
Is there a way to go back and do like a tune up?
I think so.
Is there? Because I'd like to go get tuned up.
I didn't know that was something that, for lack of a better term, wears off.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah.
It does. It's unfortunate because I would do anything. I'd pay any amount to have 2015 the rest of my life.
Yeah,
it was unreal.
Like you're paying money, you're going through surgery and having a laser like shined at your eye.
You get a hip replacement, they may need to do it again in 15 years or whatever. So it's been, I had a good run of about 13 years of like, I got 2015 vision. Playing baseball, like with crystal clear vision was like, there was nothing like it.
I mean, eventually, you're going to fall apart. There's not much you can do.
Everybody
at some
falls
point.
Apart. But I wanted to, I think that's not an easy resolution because it obviously bothers you guys, but I carry around with me, just so happens, a couple of different levels of eye drop. This one,
it ain't going to happen.
This one is This is Visine Allergy Eye Relief Multi-Action. I'm going to be honest with you guys. This one stinks.
I definitely don't want that.
This one stinks. Now, this is blank dry eye.
It could be water. It's not going to make a difference. It's not getting in my eyeball.
This is for little kids. Okay? This is a lollipop as far as eye drops.
I think
I found this on the street.
It could be Johnny Walker Blue. It doesn't matter.
You can hold it over your eye. You can open your eye. You can squeeze, and at the last second,
you'll just close your eyes and move,
and it'll just run down the side of your face. Now, that's what happens when I try.
You've seen the stuff that I carry in my baseball bag. The stuff that I buy.
It's like a pharmacy.
The stuff I carry from Japan, the eye drops I get from Japan, they cost a lot more. They were recommended to me by former Padre great Damian Jackson. He goes, you got to get these, Woodsy. You got to get them. He goes, you will be able to say, the ball's coming in, and you're like, oh, hello, Mr. Commissioner. You can read his name. So I got them. When you put them in your eye, sulfuric acid, but you hold your eyes shut, you clench your taint, and you go, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you open your eyes, you're like, heaven. It's pure heaven. The burn. Then you get used to the burn, and you kind of start to like it a little bit.
What is it burning off?
It's your cornea. Exactly. Yeah. It's burning off your cornea.
It's like you're damaging something.
Wasabi eye drops, Dominic says. They burn, it's like straight gasoline. When I retired from the SEALs, the gift that the trainers gave me was a bottle of caffeine-infused gasoline eye drops from Japan. It's all in Japanese. They're like, Woodsy, because I would go in at halftime and be like, I'm dying, and I'd go in and use the stuff. It sears your eyes, sears it. But these are for little kids. Like this, the blinks, they don't burn at all. They just get in, it just moistens your eyes a little bit. So are either of you willing to let me try it?
The fear of whether or not it's going to burn is a non-factor.
You could force me to do it. Like, it's not you doing it. What we both can't do is...
Do it yourself?
Do it ourselves.
Paulie said he can't even be forced to do it.
Paulie, yeah, that's very extreme.
All right, I'm going to come over there. I'm going to walk you through it. Let the big dog...
I don't want to do
let
this.
Let the big dog put his hands on
I
you.
Don't like this. He doesn't want to do it?
I don't know.
We'll make him do it if he doesn't want to do it.
I don't know that you know this about me, but I have a really good bedside manner, and I am... Many say, a bit of a healer. So I can do this.
Dr. Woods is making a house call to Paulie.
Start with a little kid.
First
of all, you want to make him comfortable and just say, relax.
Okay.
Paulie looks
so
stressed.
I want you to do this.
He looks nervous.
I am very stressed.
When you lean back, just open your mouth as wide
as it goes. Why do I need to open my mouth?
Yeah,
Trust me. Don't drop it. Open your mouth as wide as it goes. Okay.
Lean back. Yep. Okay. Your eyes are open. Now don't.
I'm already closed. I'm already.
You have to hold it open. You're not going to hold it open?
Hold your mouth open. I don't want to.
I'm looking right into a bright light.
One sec.
What?
He's
closing his eyes. He can't.
Oh, look,
he jumped away. He jumped away at the last second.
He got me.
I got it.
He got me. Yeah. How is it?
It hurts.
No, it doesn't. These are easy.
Oh, I did not like that.
No. As I said, I'm a bit of a healer. Doesn't he look healed?
He looks miserable.
Oh, crap. These are expired. No, they're not. It feels better, though, doesn't it?
No.
Yes, it does. Don't lie to me. It feels good.
I don't feel anything right now.
You did it, though. You took the drop.
He looks miserable.
Yeah, and
you took the drop.
All it took was...
Why are your eyes all bloodshot now?
From rubbing them.
So good.
Yeah, he looks worse. Purple's right. You look worse.
How does it feel, though?
Look, he
feels better.
I don't feel anything.
Don't your eyes feel moist?
No.
You look like Sleepy Floyd now.
Should I come get the other eye?
They feel irritated.
You do need to balance out. I'm gaslighting Paul.
Max Scherzer over here now has two different eyes.
How did that? That wasn't that bad, right?
It seemed pretty bad.
You did it, though. You took the drop. It went right into your eye, and now you know you can do it. Rafa says, Paul, I thought you were Superman until today. People get domed out about their eyes. My dad can't do it either. He cannot put eye drops in, nothing. He would rather run his car into a pole than like wear glasses or contacts.
I've seen you. You'll put eye drops in like in the dugout while you're moving, while you're walking and talking to somebody.
As easy as can be. You have the easiest man. You don't have to hold your eye. You just did it both instantly.
It's like, it's so refreshing to me. I just like the, it's,
Paulie, when you're swimming, can you open your eyes underwater?
I can.
But then
my
you
wife
have
asked
to,
me that too.
You have to use.
I don't.
These Visine, you have to buy these online. They don't sell them in the stores. It's the Total Allergy. It's pure. These are gasoline too. These are as close to the Rotos and the Japanese ones as you can get. But well, you did it, dude. So hey, listen, for your list, cross it up. So when we go out to fantasy camp, it's dry in Arizona. Your whole body like sucks inside itself when you get out there. You don't use anything when we're out there.
I've never used
them. No, we just live with it.
You live with just wear it.
Yeah. Live with dry eyes for a few days.
Yeah, I mean, I'll bring, you know, face moisturizer. I'll bring lip balm for that, all the dry air.
Oh, yeah.
But I've never been able to do the eye drops.
All right, we'll try it. We'll do an experiment.
Put me on a training table out in Peoria. You give me a straight jacket, just kind of tie me down. You might be able to get it.
I feel like you get some drops in you before a game. Hey, call it 15 minutes before your first AB. I think it's going to change your life. I really do. Like, you get up there and you're like, all right, I can see. Now, the danger is, I've done this too. I'm coming up third this inning. I'll put some drops in, ground out, two pitches. And I'm like, all right, now I got tears in my eyes. That you got to give it some time to settle in. But you want to try it too or no?
No.
Oh.
No, I have my eyes are fine. Why would I do they anything that makes them worse? No, they're good.
They look a little tired.
They're good.
I got one drop of the juice for you if you want.
No, not at all. What? Why would I want to put myself through that? I have no desire to do it. Paul at least seemed like he had
he wants to be able to do it. It was a resolution.
Not my resolution. That was Paulie's resolution.
So Paulie got it.
I made my resolution, as David J. pointed out, about a month ago. Change my gait, and I'm still working at it.
But it's January now, so you got to pick a new one.
I have to see, but that was a great resolution. I'm going to learn how to walk better, and I am still trying
normal.
And still working normal. I'm going to walk like a normal person. That was a great resolution, and I'm still working on it. I'm not quite there yet, but I'm working on it.
We were meeting for breakfast New Year's Eve. Was it New Year's Eve or New Year's Day?
New Year's Eve morning.
New Year's Eve morning.
Yeah.
So I park. No, I'm sitting at the table. I'm early and I'm waiting. And I look up down the street, and here he came. And he was back to his old ways. Yep. So I got up. I walked.
I saw this interaction as I pulled up.
I walked towards him and I put my chest out. And he goes, he fixed it. And he goes, I just got lost in my own thoughts because he was lurching down the street.
I pulled up. There were four spots wide open. It was early, so I had a perfect view. And I saw you stand up. I saw you walking over. And I saw you guys start to work on the walk.
Yeah, there's
my guy.
He was getting it, dude. Like, and I go, hey.
Yep.
And he goes, oh. And then
I still have to catch myself, but I work at it every single day.
I'm so proud of
you. Try to turn
now,
it
Paulie,
into
will
a
you
habit.
Do like an eye drop a day, like to work on your game? Like he's working on his every day? No? I think you'll...
Maybe like once a week. We'll start.
Get addicted to it, man. I'm a drop dealer is what I am. I'm a drop dealer, as SD Brothers said.
You have golfed since you started to improve your gait. Have you walked a course since you've started to improve your gait?
Yes. When I was walking the goat last week, I was thinking about it from time to time with because I got the big golf bag.
Yeah,
backpack,
big heavy bag,
and I'm wondering,
you're tired. You're going
to
hunch over.
Yeah, I mean, you're walking up a hill too. I felt like this is not the greatest spot to be working on the gait, even though I'm doing a lot of walking. So I just kind of let myself think about golf and not walking so much.
Yeah, you don't want to get out of your game.
Yeah,
worrying about how you're walking.
Yeah,
I played well
on Saturday.
Yeah, you did. Oh, yeah. You were very happy about
that.
I was very happy
with that one.
Well, I just want to say I'm proud of both of you guys. Facing your fears, making some changes. We're all doing it.
Good job, Paulie.
Everybody out there.
You took a drop.
Everybody out there, too, you know, pick something. No matter how small, trivial it is. I say this all the time. Pat yourself on the back because nobody else does, right? Pat yourself. That's for every little win you get, pat yourself on the back. It's okay. It's okay to pat yourself on the back.
The irony here, of course, is that our little sound clips that we play on the show and radio, they're called drops. Paulie is the master of the drops.
And now,
I like sandwiches out there,
but he can't take drops. It's weird.
That's so weird. Yeah, the drop master, but not really.
You're not supposed to try your own supply.
Yeah, don't get high on your own supply ever, dude.
All right, we need to get going. That's we'll set the menu for the show when we come back. Tuesday edition of Ben and Woods is
Loose
underway.
Campus.
Get some traffic check from Kelly Danik here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
When you get a Christmas present, do you feel sometimes an obligation then to like use it or maybe wear it just to make the other person who gave it to you happy?
Well, typically for me lately, I've been getting Christmas presents and then the person that gave it to me, they took it back and I didn't get it. So I don't know really. I don't know how to answer your question properly because this guy gave me a gift. And then the thing didn't happen, and then he just took the money back. So I don't.
That reminds me. Yeah. Give me the album back too.
I can't relate because Ben got me a present.
Yeah,
and I got to keep mine, and it was a very comfortable bathrobe. I wore it a ton. Very
I got
well
pictures
done.
Of Paul in his bathrobe over the break. He seemed to enjoy it.
It looked.
But you sent them specifically to show that you were using it and you appreciated it. And
do you really like
make
it? Though?
Me I
do.
Feel I really good. Do. Right? I think you do. I believe you.
Oh, yeah.
Do you believe that I like the Dire Straits t-shirt that I am currently wearing right now? Or am I just wearing it to make you feel better about giving it to me?
So, A, you're not a big band t-shirt
I've
guy.
I've never worn a band t-shirt in my life until I put this one on.
And can I say something? You look awesome in it.
Thank you.
Like I wish you liked more bands because that's not your worst look at all.
I actually do like this shirt.
It's
I've worn it a couple of times since you gave it to me.
You're welcome.
Now, the funny thing is, it's hard because we do a lot of bit gifts. Now, you don't wear the hat I bought you in England.
I do not.
You never wear.
I don't know why either.
The hat I bought him in England is a black hat, and it just says...
Floppy hat, like a Joe Musgrove
like a bucket hat.
Yeah, bucket hat.
Yeah.
And it just says the C word.
All over
it. All over it.
Plastered all over
plastered
hat,
all
like
over
30
did
different
we lose
places.
That hat? They cleaned out this studio.
They did. It's probably at Adam's
I
desk.
I will kill and maim if that hat is gone.
I'm going to go find out during the break.
He probably stole it, taking it home. He's probably
for his kids.
Probably wearing it at home all over the place.
Now, you never wear that, so you obviously didn't feel any sort of
obligation
to wear it for me, to make me feel better for trekking that thing all the way across the world to bring it back.
Wow.
Can you say it? No.
I do kind of like this shirt, though. It's comfortable.
It looks really comfortable.
It's not a bad color. I kind of like it.
He looks good in that band tee.
I literally got it as a joke. Like, that was a throw-in joke present.
Yeah, I knew it was.
And I started thinking about it, and I go, actually, he might wear this.
I can wear this.
Actually, this might look okay on him.
Yeah, it looks good. Now, I'm starting to think now, you've opened up Pandora's box, because now... Because this new, like, remember that shirt we made you bury from years ago? It's so bad. This could be like your new casual look. But what other bands? What other bands would he wear?
Like Doobie Brothers,
Bread.
Does Michael McDonald have merch?
I'm sure he does. Steely Dan,
Christopher Cross.
Now those, but that's cool.
This one actually is. I don't think I'd wear a Michael McDonald shirt.
No.
That would invite too many questions.
Yeah,
I think
that's a really good one. KGD in the chat says, "I can't remember. Didn't Ben buy you Morrissey tickets, Woodsy? I heard Morrissey canceled the SD show.
It was supposed to be tonight.
Yeah. And so you need to go back and listen to the 6 a.m. segment from yesterday, where we delve greatly into it. But no, tonight instead of." Going to see Morrissey, I will be at home. I'll be at home while doing something, just hanging out, packing for fantasy camp, and
What's
hanging out
next
with my kids.
Show on his tour list.
Pull up that tweet I sent you guys yesterday. This is pretty fascinating. Remember the one with his numbers on it? It's absolutely fascinating. I'm going to see Paulie.
San Antonio on January 10th.
That's 4 days from now.
Any chance he makes that one?
I'm going to say yes.
Oklahoma City on the 13th.
That he takes how long Monday? Between shows? About 3 days to 4 days between shows. What a life.
And then Chesterfield, Missouri.
Oh, I'm sending you to Chesterfield, Missouri.
He's out. He's out. I'll tell you right now. Yeah, I said yesterday, too. Consequence of Sound tweeted, Morrissey is teaching a major announcement for January 9th. It's a new record coming out on Friday. And then I posted a picture of the cuck chair, because that will be me.
Yep,
buying the new album. I'll be buying the record and just waiting for him to reannounce a show here in San Diego. But you have the numbers for me on that that tweet that I sent
you? Yeah.
I think here's the Morrissey concerts. Right, yeah.
He's canceled or postponed over 200 concerts since 2012.
So he's scheduled 639 concerts. He's played 449 concerts, which is a total of 111 canceled and 100 postponed.
Wow.
Overall completion rate, 70%. He's a C-minus student when it comes to actually completing his concerts.
Maybe that's why I like him so much. I too was a C-minus student. So I think that's why I'm okay with whatever he chooses to do. He's written so many of the songs that define me as a human that I'm like, I'm okay. Like, I'm bummed that I don't get to go see him tonight. I was going to go with our pal Craig. Sorry, my pal Craig. Craig has unfollowed you on Twitter, by the way. Just so you know.
Just after I called him out once for his Aztecs take on me?
He, our pal Craig, he loves you. He texted me and he goes, I was dying when I heard the segment yesterday. One of our friends, Craig, hates the way Ben covers the San Diego State Aztecs. He hates it. And he said, I was dying. He goes, actually, you said I like to drink a few ciders. I haven't had a drink since October. I said, well, congratulations.
So that was a sober tweet.
It was a sober tweet. He got you. And he goes, I figured out the solution. I'm just going to unfollow Ben for basketball season. He goes, I love his Padres takes. But he does not like you being hard on his ass.
I like that he's a positive guy. And he made me think, at least, as I said.
I hate your Padres takes way more than I hate your Aztecs
takes. Oh, way more. I get mad. I want to unfollow you.
Yes.
You can unfollow me during baseball season, then, and come back for basketball season.
I hate your Padres takes. Hate them.
Oh, I think of all the arguments we had this last year.
Like, come on. No, it's not okay.
Well, you know, bunting with two outs isn't always a bad decision. I mean, sometimes it works. And
that's why we have the sound that we have.
Speaking of Padres takes, coming up on the program today, I want to talk. We talked a lot of pitching yesterday. I want to get back to the Padres offseason offense. And one name in particular seems like he'd be the perfect fit. I don't know that it'll happen, But it's like just what the Padres lineup can use. You mentioned the name yesterday. We'll bring it back up here. Coming up, 7 o'clock hour, in addition to Don't Do This, you sent this story yesterday about the FAMGraphs.
FAMGraphs.
Tommy Pham's new proprietary metrics system.
Indeed.
And while it sounds insane, I read the piece.
I did too.
Eno Saris co-wrote this.
I'm proud of myself.
And it actually makes a lot of sense.
It does.
That's
dude.
The weird thing about Tommy Pham. He contains multitudes, man.
The most layered human being
out
there.
He really is. Very smart. And he made some really good points about where he thinks some of the advanced metrics fall short in measuring, especially offensive baseball players and their abilities. And we'll talk about Eno's piece coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. In our 8 o'clock hour, finally, our first guest of the year, Craig Elston, will join us on our David P. Shapiro fan hotline at 8:35. And we'll talk to Craig about what's gone on over the holidays, get his thoughts on the Padres' moves in the offseason. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. We'll have day two of Take on Woods, music, TV, or movies, our new three options when it comes to the chance to win our trip to Las Vegas later on. Biggest fan contest at 9, Rindle Report in our 9 o'clock hour, and we can look ahead to the San Diego State game tonight. Big one, late one as well, Woods, unfortunately for you. Until 8 o'clock.
I was going to go to Morrissey.
Now
I can watch the Aztecs.
So we will get to all of that, but we'll start with the Padres, the offense, the big bat that I don't expect to be coming, but certainly seems like he'd be a great fit right after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
We mentioned it briefly yesterday, but how good could the Padres lineup look with Eugenio Suarez?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good.
Now, you'd be buying high, very high, on Suarez after the season he had. And honestly, I don't expect him to duplicate the numbers that he put up between the Diamondbacks and the Mariners last year.
He was so good with the Diamondbacks. He got to Seattle and was not.
But then, until he was in the playoffs. Yeah.
Until he was phenomenal and put that team on his back. He is a really elite power bat, and that is something that this team desperately, desperately needs.
Not an elite defender, but you certainly could put him at first base, and he needed to. Padres certainly also need a designated hitter, and they need power. That was the biggest failing of last season. He seems to solve a lot of the issues. The problem is
money.
He's going to be obviously expensive. He hasn't signed yet because he and his agent are looking for to cash in on that season with a big deal. He hits free agency at a really perfect time in his career to try to make that big bucks. I wonder, though, he hasn't signed yet. Yesterday, the rumors were there were a P team is interested, not the Padres. The Pirates were showing some interest in Eugenio Suarez. Does that mean his price tag is coming down a little bit? Could the Padres potentially get back involved or involved in some discussions with Eugenio Suarez?
So the article that I read makes a lot of sense because this is what happens in every free agent period for the most part. He's kind of waiting. He and his team are waiting to see what Alex Bregman gets, right? Alex Bregman, top third baseman on the board. What is he going to sign for? Then the teams that weren't in on Bregman that couldn't get him or whatever, then they pivot. They're feeling a little bit more desperate. We know
this. Bregman, does he wait on Suarez too?
No, I think
he makes the market, right?
I think he sets the market. I do. And the thing again, and I said it yesterday, and I'm not turd polishing at all. We know AJ Preller is a pretty good poker player. We do. Now he's gone in before and gone, I'm all in, and thrown a bunch of chips into some unnecessary players. We all know that. He's done this before. He's overplayed his hand. We all know that. Every GM does it. But the way that he has to operate now with this team being for sale, they're going to spend a little money on Michael King. They got a little cash to spend. He's not going to go swinging early on a guy like Suarez. I think he's going to wait. He's going to be patient and see what trickles down. There's a lot of bats still out there that he probably feels these guys can be had at the last minute.
I'm picturing AJ at the poker table, like, I'll raise to 5, I'll raise to 10, AJ, 300 million!
Right, yeah, 300 mil, I'm in. Pushing
in really quickly. The argument that I've heard, though, is that if you haven't signed yet, generally the biggest deals come early in. Now, there are some exceptions, like when Manny Machado signed with the Padres, mm-hmm. came right at the start of spring training, essentially, but the biggest deals usually come early in the offseason, and if you haven't signed yet, you may have to pivot around. Kyle Tucker may be thinking about this. Alex Bregman may be thinking about a shorter term, a higher AAV deal that is not the 400 plus million that Kyle Tucker was looking for to set the market, that Alex Bregman may not get what he thought he was getting. And if that happens, perhaps the price tag for Eugenio Suarez comes down a little bit as the offseason rolls on and we get closer to spring training as well. We've seen AJ make those moves where hasn't shown a lot of interest in November, December, January, but all of a sudden February rolls around and he sticks his foot back into the pool of free agency going, all right, there's still a bunch of guys out here and they're starting to sense, they get a little desperation. Guys are human. They want to be on a team. They see spring training start and players start to report and they don't have a team. I guarantee you, they call their agents and they go, all right, what's going on?
I want to
get going. I know I want a good deal, but I also want to start my season. I don't want to just be sitting here at home while everybody else gets ready for the
year. My wife wants to know where we're living.
Exactly.
Where are we moving?
They're human beings, and they will feel that pressure as the season gets closer, and AJ has used that to his advantage sometimes. Did it with Nick Pivetta last year.
Yeah.
Creative deal. Nick had not signed yet. A lot of teams, I think, were scared off by the qualifying offer, and, they had to give up a draft pick, but AJ saw that as an opportunity, went in last minute, and honestly changed the Padres season in February by signing Nick Pivetta to that deal. Could we see something like that with Eugenio Suarez or a similar name in February for the Padres? I don't think it's happening here in January. I think February would be the time for a deal like that if he still hasn't signed.
And I do think you do need to brace yourself for the possibility that they're like, we're okay. We got, you know, Luis Campusano is going to get a fair shake. You know, Gavin Sheets is going to be the DH against right-handers. Campy will do it against left-handers. Crony's going to play first. Moon will play. Is it? Yeah, no.
What's his Soon.
Name? Soon. We'll play second base sometimes. Crony will slide over. Gavin will play first. Like, there's a very distinct possibility that the San Diego Padres are done.
I would not like that.
No, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either. I'm just saying, better brace yourself. I did read something. It might have been Matt Fryer's. I can't remember where it was, actually, but they said something to the effect of potentially, you know, giving guys like Tirso Ornelas another shot. You know, using some of these guys that you do have down there and saying, let's give them a full spring training on the major league squad and let's see what they do. Okay. Again, let's beat this dead horse.
It's never bad to see what
it's
you
not.
Have.
It's not bad to see what you have. Like, think about last year. I saw these guys.
They had a horrible offense last year, and they haven't done much to improve.
But they won 90 games last year.
They did when they got Laureano and they got Fermin.
And that's the dead horse that I'm going to beat. It's going to look different August 1st.
They also lost O'Hearn, though, so like your home run numbers are already down.
But he wasn't on the team at the start of last year when your offense was terrible either. So I'm comparing the start of last season
to the start of this year.
They're already better off.
And we're already better off. No, there's nobody on the planet that would disagree.
Well, yes, I think it's more appropriate to compare to how last year ended rather than how last year began if we're comparing teams. How does the opening day roster look compared to how the team ended last year? Are they better or worse? I don't think we know right now. But offensively, they've only lost guys.
Well, let's continue this discussion.
Yeah, let's keep it going.
Because how did they end? Obviously with a loss to the Cubs.
Right.
But were they in a good spot or a bad spot going out of last year? That's coming up next on The Fan.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.